Okay, we're ready to rumble. Sunday the 10th of July here, and as usual, this podcast is over on iTunes for folks. You can also go to our website, crazfiles.com. Lots of stuff going up there. You can also check out our other website, opensourcetruth.com. Lots of stuff going up there as well from the Doctor. Also over at Facebook, look for the Craz Files. That's going really well there. You can also send us an email if you'd like to the crazfiles at yahoo.com.au. Got a guest all the way from South Africa today, Arno Piena. It's good to have you to plug in with me today. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having me on.
It's nice to have you. I was just putting up some of your articles the other week on aluminium, and that was from a website that I'm regularly on, dreamcatcherreality.com, and was just reading this amazing article, and thought I'd see if I can have a chat with you, and you got back to me, and here you are from South Africa. It's amazing we catch up. You're the first guest I've had from part of the world, usually from the United States, people coming on, you know, but... but never from South Africa, so you're in Cape Town, you said.
Yes, yeah, I'm in Cape Town at the moment.
Yes, so what's it like over there in that part of the world?
Well, it's quite cold and windy.
Yeah,
it's middle of winter.
Same here.
Middle of winter right now, so it's good here. Cape Town, the Western Cape, is actually very different to the rest of South Africa. For those that don't really know what's happening politically here, well, the Western Cape is not governed by the leading government party of South Africa. So they actually kind of govern themselves in the Western Cape. It's a different political party here, and things function much better here in the Western Cape, I must say.
Mm. Yeah, it seems a bit hard over there for like people who are white people, like farming and stuff like that, in parts, and could be a bit of a struggle living in other parts of that country. But as where you say you are, it's can be very beautiful places as well. Lot of surfing going on over there in parts. lot of tourism, so it's a real mix, isn't it? but a very, I don't know, it must be a pretty interesting place to live, though. But I've never visited. I have some friends who went over there to that part, but
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
like to have a look.
Yeah,
You
of course.
know? Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, but as you said, yeah, it's not, people think it's hot in the middle of winter. It isn't, it's cold.
No, it's
Place.
cold, yeah.
But interesting place anyway, and it's good to catch up with you. I wanted to sort of go through, you got a really great website and I love going through it. And it's, you're also on Facebook as well, and your website's Deprogram the Matrix. And it's just something, as I said, that's popped up for me here and there, and I find these articles really interesting. Tell us about it a little bit, and yourself. Is this something that you sort of get into in the day, or is this something, these articles that you're putting down on your website, is that just something you do in your spare time? Because they're pretty, it's pretty deep stuff, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't say my spare time. All the work I've been doing on the internet was for the sole purpose of getting some true information out there in the spiritual community. I've always been into finding out the truth, like many other people, and I made a point to my life to kind of find or get to the bottom of what's going on. And I've traveled very widely, especially in South Africa's south. And it is a very, it's a very enlightened country. You probably have the most cultures in the world actually clashing inside of one hotspot. There are Indians, there are Africans, there are English, there are Afrikaans people who are, of course, sourced from the Netherlands. And it's an environment I grew up in, and basically, you know, when you grow up in such an environment, you eventually realize that there is nothing actually separating us from one another. The cultures that everyone belongs to, the religions, the color that you are, the family that you belong to, all these constructs of the reality actually is part of the illusion, and it serves to turn you into an entity that believes that it is divided from all the rest. So just like a separated individual, separated from everything that is. And the work I do is basically letting people know that the hologram in which they find themselves in is a digital hologram, and consciousness is inside of this digital hologram. So you inside your body, inside of this experience, for the time being, you are inside of this hologram, and science and fields of knowledge has done a really great job at studying this hologram, or what I call the macrocosm, because without is the macrocosm. Macrocosm is all around you. Science has done a great job at studying this and creating theories and one hypothesis after the other, which we find in the books of knowledge on the planet. All the scientists that have come and gone, everyone that has brought forth the rules of this reality. We have, I can't remember the guy's name, but there is some scientist, he said recently that there is definitely somebody behind this creation, because it is full of rules and laws and limitations. that we are subject to, and it's as if you cannot do anything about it. Now, the reason you cannot do anything about it is because you've actually fused your consciousness with the written word, via the written word, via the information you have programmed yourself with since you've come into this reality. And the aftermath is, of course, that you're stuck inside of it, and that you actually cannot have power over it. So you end up working according to the laws of man, all the things that man has written, all the things that man has come to grips with, or has studied with the mind. Now, it all comes from the mind, and of course, the mind needs the five senses to basically program itself, or to tell the soul what is. So you can imagine the soul is in the body, but if the soul is unconscious to a degree, it basically allows and identifies and turns everything that it comes across through the mind, it turns all that absolute. So it's like it cements all of the illusion. It plays a part. It becomes a battery. Like we all become a battery inside of the matrix when we validate something inside of it, and we end up energizing a part of the illusion inside of it. That's how you become a battery. Most people are still materializing a holographic projection. So in other words, creating a matrix self. We all create a matrix by ourselves. That's why we are all collectively still inside of a matrix, because each and every single individual that is still stuck and trapped inside of a illusion, the reason they are still inside of the illusion is because they are subconsciously still materializing it. And as long as there is still one individual on the planet that is still doing this, this means that all others will still be connected to that one individual, because again, we're all one. We're all one consciousness. We're all connected to each other. Every single being on the planet is one being. It took one being in the first place to do this, which brought all the others into this virtual reality with him. So this individual we call the creator, or the architect, if you like, because it started with one individual. That is a fact. It did not come together by chance, what we experience here. The entire construct, the entire universe, which scientists say came out of the Big Bang, and then everything miraculously ended up having intelligence behind it, and what we experience now, that's not the case. Nothing is a coincidence. So this creator did this, and after doing it, he brought others also into it. So if you can imagine, somebody has an idea. So a very long time ago, somebody had an idea. Okay, I'm going to use this system to attempt to rule over everything. And he had the whole idea and the whole system. Well, the system would be the word, of course, because it all consists out of the word. The entire matrix has its significance out of the word, which the soul identifies with, and which the soul manifests. So when I say manifest, not really manifest, but more like materialize, because I'll just use one example. Like you go to school, you go to school, in the beginning stages of school, they teach you to spell. You learn all these new words, all these different words. Suddenly, you become more intelligent because now you know more of what is going on in life. But life is actually the matrix, and all the words that give it this seemingly flamboyant experience of different experiences. They say everyone is having a completely unique experience, and this is only so because everyone is holding a unique code which they have taken on so far in this reality. But the thing is that it is not infinite. The axiom of infinity itself is also a massive spell. There is no such thing as infinity, as something that can expand forever. There is no infinite expansion of the universe. The reason I say so is that something that has a beginning must have an end. Something cannot be immortal. One sum or one piece of the whole cannot be immortal. It cannot be eternal. It's only the whole that would last forever. But something inside the whole cannot last forever. So it's not infinite. It's not going to carry on forever. So what we have in this matrix is knowledge that has been expanding out for a very long time, and more and more and more has come and come and come. You can see that in the last 100 years, the Industrial Revolution, the Age of Information, especially technology, everything that has come into our lives in the past 20 years is a manifestation of the expansion of knowledge. And this we have come to this point after many, many, many years right now. We've come to this point where there is no more knowledge that can come out anymore. Knowledge has come to a stop. We've reached the tipping point. We've reached the outer, we've reached the end, the outer limit. There's no more new knowledge coming out. If you look at technology these days, there is no more new technology coming out too. It's come to a stop. This is what we call the end days. We've come to an end of the matrix self. So what happens now is due to the knowledge that cannot go any more further, now it's going to start reversing. So in other words, all the relevance that we experience in the reality out of knowledge, out of the word. So remember, when you believe in whatever word or knowledge, when you believe in it, it becomes a reality. When you get enough people to believe in anything out of the word, it becomes a reality. That is how hypnosis works. Everyone has seen an hypnotist at work, and what an hypnotist can do, and how a hypnotist can make anybody see or believe or experience anything by implanting just a few words into the unconscious mind of that individual. This is how powerful the word actually is, or was, can I say. But what is important to note is that all these words are now reversing. Because we've reached this point, it's now going back. It's going back to where it came from, going back from the source, back to the original individual that started it all. And this is basically the new heaven and the new earth that everybody is speaking about, or paradise, because the word creates form. all these words you take on, it creates form. Because the word is something, now you identify with something that is form. Now your consciousness is inside of form, and now you are materializing form. When all the words and knowledge, when you kind of uninstall all that in your consciousness, or you explore your subconscious mind, you empty it all out, you make your memories zero. If all the people on Earth, if they all would do that, we will manifest our own reality, not a reality out of the word, out of knowledge. So you manifest any reality. This is where we are going now, because it's all reversing back to zero. That's what they call the zero point singularity. That's from where everything comes from. Everything comes out of one, what we call one soul center. It all comes out of one. There is no 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the illusion. Is the matrix. It's all a copy of the sorcery. So if it all goes back to one, it all goes back to one consciousness. I'm not sure where you at with your development, but if you do it for yourself, you do it for everybody, because when you become one in yourself, you become one with everyone out there too. So
it's hard, because you were talking about technology. It really seems that at this point in history, that it's almost people, like people in mass are merging with the technology, you know. They're sort of becoming part of that technology. I mean, they're not even really consciously aware of the life that's going on around them. I mean, they're becoming their phones, they're becoming the TV sets, they're becoming the computers, even the jobs now, you know, the general manual sort of jobs that you're used to. It's all going to disappear as all the jobs become about sort of technology. What's your idea there about, it just seems, it seems that, I mean, there's a lot of people sort of doing what you're saying and waking up, but there's a lot of people that are just falling into this endless sort of hole of technology, and they almost sort of seem like they're under a spell, and they're just becoming part of it. And I guess you get into the transhumanism element in there, and as well, you've written a lot about fear as a mechanism in order to control people so well. And I guess fear is just so much more powerful than people realize. But what's your idea on that? On that human beings are actually becoming trapped in technology. Is that happening, or is that reversing itself as well?
Yeah, it's all reversing. Of course, if we talk about the masses, it's at this moment in time, it's not really a good idea to focus on that, because the masses will always be in that in that picture frame of negativity. So when you look externally and you look what is going on and you make a judgment on that, it is not going to be an accurate an accurate judgment, or it's not going to be good for yourself. Let's just put it that way. All the masses that are like heavily into their technology is just a physical materialization of what is happening spiritually. Because remember, all the masses are still controlled by their very own minds. So the when I say the mind, I mean artificial intelligence. I mean information technology. The mind is not something that belongs to you. It is not your brain thinking. It is just a frequency that covers the entire planet, and either you're using the mind or you're not. So everybody that is using the mind are behaving according to the collective unconscious mind. So what is the collective unconscious mind? Well, that would be whatever is popular in the eyes of ego worshippers. So predominantly, yeah, yes, the planet is still very much, is still lots of darkness on the planet if you look at the masses. But the thing is, if you can completely cancel out what is happening in the hologram externally, if you can cancel that out of your inner domain of what you are experiencing inside of yourself, you will make much faster progress in your own life and your own manifestation, because that generality that you see that is happening is part of the illusion. That is what the Creator wants you to believe. So all the elite, they want you to believe that there is no hope. They want you to look and see there is nothing happening. They really want you to believe that you're going nowhere, because that, of course, makes you feel like you don't even want to do anything. You know, we don't want to try harder every single day of your life. It's only up to you. That's the thing. So the hologram would be made to look as horrible as possible, so that the unconscious being that believes what he is seeing through his five senses takes it seriously. And becomes and ends up in a state of effect, because if you believe what you're seeing, you believe what you're hearing, and your state of being now becomes controlled by that, you got a very big problem. You see what I mean?
Mm. Well, it's so much control, isn't there? You know, just through a thing like a TV set and the whole nightly news. Yeah, there's so much control on, on the way that people think. People aren't thinking for themselves. I mean, they're being told how to think through the TV set at 6 o'clock on the news every night. And you look at it, and a lot of it is fear-based. I mean, it's so hard to turn your back. Or you look at America now. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, there's so many problems in the United States, and now, I mean, you're honestly looking at a kind of a race war. I think is what's being trying to, you know, divide and conquer. I mean, police are shooting black people, and it looks like you're going to have chaos on the streets. And it's you know, as an individual, you and I, you know, sitting here, is that what you're saying to not focus on that, because it is so ugly? I mean, there's so much ugliness coming out in it, and as you said, it does drag you down. And then in that way, I guess you're contributing to this system where you're just in this in this limbo state. You know, if everything is going back in a natural manner, and you're not going with it, you know, or maybe we are all going with it, but when people's minds are every day just in that negative state, you know, and just get up, drive to work, do what they're told to do, you know, come home, watch that, go to bed, wake up, and they get shoveled into a grave, you know, without ever really learning anything. But as I said before, I always talk about fear, you know, hate and fear, being in a fearful state. And because you go into so much stuff, you know, if you look through your website and you talk about 9/11 even, and, you know, massive psychological fear-based, you know, pumped onto billions of people around the world, you know, and I always wonder about all the movies and things like that that people are seeing, you know, the on a daily basis. It just seems to be all done in order to create that fear in people, and I guess it is so deep as well, especially if people aren't aware of how much fear they have in their day-to-day lives. You know, even their family members or friends might be in a that constant sort of fear state and making their life hard. It's really like a cancer, isn't it? And makes anything in your life hard to do. Or it's sort of almost like drowning or trying to keep your head above quicksand all the time, you know, being in that sort of fear state. But it's just what I mean is I'm sort of at the stage in my life now where I can kind of just sort of try and absorb and sort of look at what's going on around a little bit more. But I find I get myself stuck in it a lot, which just with some of the stories that I cover and things that I look into. I feel like it's just fear-based all the time, and, you know, it makes it hard on me as well, you know, because you're looking at these stories and things, and they're ugly, and they make you feel bad, you know. And, you know, it's like watching horror movies and things like that. It's all going in, and it's having an effect. It's had an effect on children and everybody, you know. And so it's really, really hard thing, you know. And as I said, you know, I believe that you know, everyone, billions of people are watching the world news, and it's fear-based, mind control, you know. It's just keeping you stuck there, and I think that's a huge tool. But you have to sort of, I guess, think about, you know, what is... I always think, well, is there something, as you said, doing this to us, or are we doing it to ourselves? That's what I'm sort of feeling now. Seems like we're doing this to ourselves, and we're just not seeing it, you know, at all.
Yes.
That's what's kind of...
We are.
We're just doing our own damage, and we're just not sort of waking up out of that spell. We're not seeing it around us at all. And I think the technology, as I go back to that, is just such an incredible distraction. Spending years just staring at it, and it's sucking you in, but it isn't real, you know? And it's keeping people in a fear state, especially if they're looking at certain things, you know, on inside that technology, you know, it's just it's crazy, you know. People's lives just become about watching movies and being on their phone all day and looking at pornography and watching the news and watching the sports to chill out, you know. And take their mind off it, you know, but they're not really focusing on what they should be. And I guess people's lives nowadays can be so hard with raising a family and mortgages and debt and money and all this stuff, you know, in there. It's hard for people to do what you're saying and try and get off those shackles and chains and, you know, have a more freer life. And I think it all just really, for me, I think it was coming down to just being aware. It's amazing. Just being aware of all this really takes the burden off, doesn't it, off your shoulders. Just sort of being able to judge things and work things out and say, okay, well, that's, you know, that's negative what's happening over there. This is negative what's happening here, but I'm going to think about it and try and make it into a positive thing for myself and protect myself, you know, because you can sometimes have a lot of negative people around you, even at work or in your day-to-day life, that make it so hard for you to... They feel like they're sort of energy vampires, you know? sucking you dry all the time, you know? It can make it hard for people.
Yeah. They are, and the vampires, the energy vampires, the agents, as you call them, it's part of the matrix, and it's not going to disappear while we are in a matrix. So the emphasis is on you to fortify yourself.
That's what
or
I mean.
To firewall yourself, to not allow what is happening externally, not allow that to influence your state of being, your beingness, your I am. You should be the one that is in control, governing the field and the vibration of yourself.
You mean like you should be the driver in the seat and also controlling the sort of information that you allow yourself to see and you allow into your space, you know?
Yes, of course. And another thing is, if there is ever anybody that is having an effect on you, any person in your life that is pressing your buttons or is putting you in a state of negativity, the only reason that is possible in the first place is because you're actually resonating with that. So something that's bad can only make you feel bad if you identify with bad. So it's like there's a resonance taking place. So somebody that is in a negative state of being that now wants to suck your blood or vampire you, whatever, somebody that's in a negative state of being can only be successful when you enter their realm, when you enter their game.
That's
where they're at.
That's so, trolls, isn't it, as well,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
really incredible. We have all these millions of people who have decided that they're going to be an internet troll, and they actually get off on hurting people online, so you don't actually see these people, but they just go after whoever it is. It doesn't matter who, they just go after them online, on Facebook, in this in this world, inside the computer that isn't real, and people do take
yeah.
it seriously. I mean, you get lots of stories about school children actually committing suicide because they're being cyberbullied, because for school children nowadays, you know, the internet is everything. They go home and whatever it says on there on Facebook, you know, absolutely shapes
yeah.
their reality. And when they go home and other kids at school are saying things about the way their body looks or whatever it is, or getting other
yeah.
bullies set onto them, it actually crushes them and they become depressed and some of them kill themselves. And there's these millions of online gatekeepers and trolls now that are attacking anybody for anything and seem to get off on it. And they're absolutely cyber vampires, I would call them. And people
yeah.
need to know that
yeah.
and not let them into your space. Just, you know, you can actually just block them. You can just press, you know, delete and block. But it's amazing how many people are actually allowing those trolls to get into their headspace in their day-to-day life, and it drives them crazy. You know, like a splinter in their mind, and they go back on there to fight them, and these people are just mocking them, and they're baiting them to lead them into this trap, you know, and it's just ruining their
yes.
life and making them crazy. And it's amazing that we're living in a day and age where people are doing that on purpose. They're not using the internet and things like Facebook, like we are, as a positive tool to get information out there. They're using it to bait and be cruel to people. And people just need to be aware of that, because that's something I've noticed a lot. And don't let it become you, because it isn't real, you know. It's their stuff. You know?
Yeah, it's not real. And even your Facebook profile in itself is not real. Just the same as your personality is not real. The same as your the person you think you are is not real. what everyone has to eventually come to terms with is that you are essentially formless. And the only way that you can exit the matrix is to enter that formless state. So the reason we have a matrix in the first place is because the soul or consciousness has turned knowledge into the form. Now, when you reverse the knowledge, form goes away, you become formless. Now you can manifest anything. The persona, like I'm sure you know that Facebook headquarters, they record, they've been recording every single individual on the planet, their behavior since
yeah.
Facebook came out.
Yeah, same as Google.
So
yeah, all those, yeah.
Yeah.
Even your conversations
and,
at home.
Yeah. yeah, everything, my friend. And
people
if
seem
you are
to
sensitive,
like
people seem to like it. people don't know what's going on. But the truth is that there are quantum computers out there that can feed your mind information.
You're talking AI,
and,
AI computers?
Yes, AI. And again, you have to get everyone has to get it into their head that the mind is one network. So
like a freeway.
It's not my mind or your mind or Vincent's mind. It's the mind, and the mind has all the data that is related to all the individuals on the planet since they were born up until now. This mainframe, we can say, or headquarters, the big computer, the PC, it's connected to all the minds of everybody on the planet. And Facebook was invented, or Facebook was created for college dating, but of course Google had other ideas. So that's why Facebook joined in with Google. So they record everybody's activity and what everybody is doing, and that allows them to easier control everybody on the planet. Because now they can actually see what they're thinking.
Everybody's logging in, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's logging in, giving the status update, the comments, whatever pages you like. They can see all your hobbies, all your interests. So they start feeding information to your individual mind so that you end up only thinking about those things that you are doing on Facebook, and even you can say online. As it's seen there, and it's just much easier for them to control so many people by recording what they do online. But you know, when you end up realizing that you are not a rigid personality, you're not one separated being from the rest. That is just the ego, that is just the lower self, that is just the mind identification which you have to a digital self. Now it's through this ego, it's through the digital self that you can be controlled. That your mind controls you, that your mind becomes your own dictator. That's what it actually is. It's your own dictator. It tells you what is true, what is not, what is good, what is bad, what is possible, what is not possible. It governs the entire reality that you experience. So when you're still identified with the lower self, then that lower self resonates with the frequency of the mind. So the mind can still have power over you. It can still have a dominion over you. And that's what we call mind control. And of course, the reality is set up for you to be in that arena, because you go to school, you take on knowledge, you build a persona, you have to be cool, peer pressure, you have to be what others want to see you be. And what happens if you're something else? They frown upon you. They don't like you. That's just how it works. The whole thing is created for the creator of it. So if you want to fit into this reality and do as it says and sell yourself to it, as many have done, which is why we are in this situation on planet Earth, because so many have actually sold their souls into this creation. So this means they're like, they're inside of it, they can't come out. So it's these beings that are attempting so hard to keep everything under wraps, to keep the control, but they're going to lose it. It has an end. That's why you see, especially now, you'll see like the further we go in the year, the more and more fear is going to come, because that's just how it is. The storm is always the worst before the end. And if you have a massive storm in your personal life, that's great too, because that means that you're actually making progress. You're actually reaching a stage that is much higher than a previous stage. And the people that control this reality, they don't want you to get there. So when they see you get close to a much higher state you've been before, they throw everything at you. They program agents into your life. They send people at you, whatever, to get you in that fearful state again, so that you become paused, you become stagnant again. And that's where they want you. But when you pull up all the anchors, you start marching forward, you start running to the gym, you start getting people's mouths wide open at what you're doing. That's where they don't want you. They don't want you to take control of everything here, to rise up. They don't want you to do that. Anybody, even in the history of this planet that has achieved greatness, we all know what suffering they experienced. That's how the whole thing is programmed.
Is just to shift a little bit here. What's your idea? Because we've done shows on this, on the soul. Is it, when we go to sleep and we dream, is that sort of like an afterlife experience? Is that what happens when people die? Have you looked into
No,
this afterlife?
when you dream, you are perceiving your own reality. That is your real reality
That is,
when
yeah.
you dream.
Well, he says in the film The Matrix, if you had a dream that was so real and you couldn't wake up from the dream, how would you know the difference between the real world and the dream world? So you're saying that it's so crazy when you go to sleep, some nights in particular. So you're perceiving that. And what's your idea on the death experience and things like soul nets, being recycled, life after life in order to feed something or to give out energy? We talked to Wayne Bush about being tricked by the light, that there's a light. They make you go into a light when you die, even show you loved ones. And when you go into that light, you get recycled through the moon base or whatever it is, and sent back to Earth again in order to sort of fuel the system. Is this something that they can do, set up an afterlife sort of soul net to keep trapping you life after life? Or is this, what's your ideas on that? It's strange because when you sleep, are you, when you, when you go to sleep, you say that that's sort of actually who you really are?
Yes, that's what's really going on behind the curtains. Yeah, whatever you're dreaming about.
I know, I know. Saying that there's a, I know this soul net sort of stuff, trapping people in the afterlife experience is a negative thing. It would make people feel like, oh my God, I'm going to give up. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that, because there's quite
It's
a few
just
articles. Humans Are Free have those, and a few other articles have those
it's
websites put that stuff up. Yeah.
look, in one way, we are recycled, and once you're inside here, there's only one way out. And of course, that would be to reverse the mistake you made in the first place, because you brought yourself into this in the first place. You brought yourself into it. You must take yourself out of it. Now, how did you bring yourself into it? Well, you accepted it. You accepted this reality as being absolute, as being everything. So, in other words, you accepted it as your own reality, and when you do that, it's like a trade-off. So you say, okay, I'll sign up for this. And once you do, you become a persona in the matrix, you become a construct in the matrix. And that's it. So once you do that, you become now, of course, you become separated from the whole. So you're not connected to the whole anymore, because You break your foundation. You break your earth element. You break your connection to the earth because you take on something artificial and you make that your foundation. Artificial would be the word, whatever you build yourself on, whatever you are founded on. That would be the word. Now, when you do that, you sign in, like it's like as if you sign into the matrix, and when you sign into it, you become a divided being. Now, this divided being is what is called the spirit, and it's the spirit that has all the past lives, and it's the spirit that is recycled into this matrix all the time. Life, death, life, death, life, death, and the spirit kinds of experiences the same things over and over and over again, life after life after life.
Are we experiencing the same, I had Anthony Peake on, and he was talking about deja vu, meaning that we're coming back over and over again. We actually have done it before. The life, we're just not aware of it.
Yes. That is
maybe we're in a different body, but we're just coming back over and over and over again. So, what are you seeing when you die? Like that moment, and when people die and their body stops working,
so
it moves on to also, another reality.
It's another reality. Yes, but it's also. Like when you go out of the body, when you die, you go out of the body, you immediately enter the spiritual plane. Now, the spiritual plane is just another script. So just like here we have a hologram and a particular experience, the spiritual plane has a particular experience for the spirit without a body. And this spiritual plane is also got its own special things inside, just like the matrix has its own special things inside. And it's in this spiritual plane where you hear people talk about the white light and the beings and the good, the evil beings and the good beings. And some of them want to take you this side, some of them want to take you that side. It's just, this is the net. This is the planned net also. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what happens there. You will come out there and you will enter here again as everyone does.
Back to
it's two sides. It's two sides of the same coin is what I'm saying. And it's here, not there. It's here where you can make the progress into consciousness to eventually get yourself out of the whole thing. So out of the whole thing would be back to zero, nullifying, reversing, deprogramming everything. You go back into zero and you connect to everything again. It all becomes one consciousness again. You become everything. Because you are everything. It's all one soul. You just experience all this other stuff because you disconnected from everything. You enter into a reality of another. Now you experience all this rubbish of the script of the architect. But when you reverse it all, you become everything again. And that everything, the whole, is what immortality is. That is why people tell you, yes, you are immortal. This is what immortality is. The whole is eternal. The soul is eternal. It does not have an end. If you insist that you are something, if you insist, then you become a mortal. Even a spirit is a mortal. Spirit is not immortal. So I'm sure that clarifies your question.
Seems hard because, you know, you do so much. You might do a lot of spiritual work or a lot of thinking in this life, and you die, And then you go into an afterlife experience and then get recycled and come back and you're a baby again. You live a life again, but you forget.
Remember, you only die in this experience because people believe in death. And then that becomes an experience collectively.
Well, people, I guess that's why it's weird, because someone dies physically, you know, their body dies, and then they bury them and they put the body under the ground in a casket and people mourn, and a lot of people associate with that person being still in that body, you know, and that seems like a negative thing to me in a lot of ways, the way we view death, you know. You think that person's down on the ground. That's why so many people are so scared of being buried alive and claustrophobic, you know, because they think that person's still in that body under the dirt.
Yeah.
And they fear death, you know, because you're going to get buried in the dirt shoved on top of you. And it's.
Yeah, well, people, you know, if I have to look at what people are still doing nowadays, I'd rather pay attention to something else. Our behavior is expired. We need to take a hard look at the way we interpret life.
Yes.
And of course, I mean, you know, I'm quite a young individual, and I can imagine it's quite hard for somebody that is in their 50s or 60s to start changing their ways, because they have just so much more years and baggage of, you know, singular ways they have interpreted and reality and acted for a very long time. So it must be hard to, you know, make the shift from there.
Would you say like completely unplug from it, from the TV and from all of that, or that if you're aware of it, you can still associate with all of this stuff, but as long as you're consciously, well, you know what it's doing and what it is, you know, can you sort of outsmart the system, or do you need to just absolutely completely get away from it and unplug?
Of course you can outsmart the system. You just must not play the game, and of course you have to unplug. There is no need to put the television on and look at something there, because, I mean, what does that have to do with you? It's got nothing to do with yourself. If you are a healer or somebody that has to know what is going on in the world or whatever, if you have business there, okay, yeah, you can get some information somewhere. But otherwise, you know, if you want to take self-responsibility for where you are going, you need to find the source of your issues, of your problems, the source of your sorcery, and you're not going to find it in the midst of still, you know, allowing all this background noise to enter your inner domain. You're just going to make the process a little bit harder for yourself. Anybody that has been in isolation away from everything will tell you that it was hard. And the reason they say it's hard to be by yourself, alone, away from everything, is because suddenly you're face to face with who and what you really are. Now, if you're still in the city and you want to know who and what you really are, well, unplug from all the sources you're plugging into, and start listening to what's going on inside of you. Because I promise you, something's going to be going on inside of you, because if there is nothing going on inside of you, then you're there already. So essentially, you know, the reason you want to unplug to everything that is not assisting you or benefiting you is because you want to reach a state of nothing.
Mm. It's
just quiet, it's just silence, There is nothing there. There is no polarity there. There is no dialogue there. There is no Q&A there. It's just nothing. And it's that space that is your true nature.
Yeah. It's so funny how people go outside themselves, or out, you know, they even travel around the world to find themselves, and they give their minds over to religions and all stuff in order to find themselves. These are people always trying to find themselves, and I never did really well at all in school, and I absolutely hated it. Even when I was in primary school, for example, I hated it there. Didn't resonate with me at all, any of the information. I guess I was stupid or dumb on that level, being taught English class and maths class and science class and everything. It never did anything for me. And it's funny, the information that you're talking about now, how it not only resonates with certain people like myself, but it's almost like you already know it. You know, it's like when you read certain information, it's like you already know that. You know what I mean? It's just like you've forgotten it. But the information that they're teaching you in schools and everything, it's like, I don't know it. It seems alien and it makes me uncomfortable. But then you pick up a book, you know, you might pick up a book, one out of a million books, and it's just like you, it just has that effect on you. And it's like you're remembering, it's making you remember something that's already in you. So, you know, there's no need to go and look for all these gods and religions and travel to try and find yourself. It's, you know, from what you're saying, it's already all in there. And so is the information. Yeah. You know, some of this information might be complex to some people, but if you sort of break it down and look at it, you can see that it's already part of you, that you already know it all. Maybe it's just in the lifetimes that you've forgotten it all.
Yes.
It's just being buried so deep down, but it's still there and it's still reachable. You know, for everybody.
People just need to be pointed in the right direction. They just need to be shown what is real and what is not. Mm. Once they know, they automatically nullify all the rubbish they used to believe in. And everybody is their own healer. Nobody can heal another person. One person can only show another person how to heal themselves by just pointing out what is real and what is not. Because most people are invested in a whole lot of unreal illusions that control them, which is, for me right now, I can't even imagine it, how that is even possible, but a lot of people are invested in the unreal.
Yeah, you do and notice it. You do notice it, don't you? Looking in, it's almost like you're outside looking in through the window sometimes. You know, I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I just think differently in a lot of ways. But you do notice those people so cashed into this illusion and this world. And sometimes you watch it and you're like, wow. You know, the way they're acting and what they're doing. And they're just completely unaware of anything else around them but themselves. And they're lost.
They're in a hypnotic state.
It looks like, almost in limbo as well, you know. So,
not looks like, they are. Yeah. They are in a hypnotic state.
Zombies, so. I guess. I mean, they keep showing us the zombie movies. Maybe that means so many people acting in that state. I wouldn't know what type of technology is coming out of TV sets, because, you know, you take a child that's playing and happy and running around and screaming and jumping up and playing in the backyard, you sit them in front of the TV, and within a couple of seconds they're in that sort of state, you know? Just hypnotized. So I don't know what sort of technology is coming out of there. You know, what they're putting into them now. But yeah, it seems like that as well. It's amazing. You know, just to see so many people like that. You know, it's really crazy sometimes. I say, why are you acting like that anyway? That's their thing. I guess that's up to them, you know. We just have to.
Yeah.
It seems like it's all about being aware. But, you know, I mean, there's so much. I know we're up to the hour now. I don't know how you're feeling. But I might have to do another show with you because you do a lot of work on. I wanted to talk about chemtrails and the story I found on the aluminium and mind control, which I've not seen a story like that before. You know, I've done a lot of research on aluminium, but not like what you wrote on a mind control level. That's unbelievable. And this whole chemtrail stuff that you're writing about as well is very, very much deeper than I originally started looking at as well. That's just crazy because I'm seeing it all the time as well. You know, they're doing a lot here and they're telling you that they're not, and I don't know what it is. And what's going on has sort of just confused me so much. But you're putting so much information on that as well, on the chemtrails. And so I'd love to talk to you about that as well sometime because it's very deep. It's not. It's very, very, very deep.
I think we can cover the chemtrails and the aluminium, and then we can call that the night.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Maybe just skim over. Over that before we go, because as you said in your article, the aluminium, it's absolutely everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's right through our lives.
God,
of course. But you see, the thing is that consciousness is more powerful than aluminium.
Yep,
and what it does and how it can, you know, affect your brain and how it allows the mind to have more dominion over you. Consciousness is more powerful than that.
Can cancel it out.
It can cancel it out. It is just for the people that are, like you say, let's say zombies. For them, it's very much playing a part, the aluminium that is introduced into our diets.
It's been done with intent. You know,
it's been done with intent, of course. All these major corporations, the soybean industry, it's a massive industry, and of course all the soy is genetically modified. And in the factories too, they boil it in aluminium tanks, and of course they put the chemicals on the soy while they grow it.
Glyphosate.
There is some heavy metal byproducts. You know, it goes further. The capsules of the tablets, the soy is in every chocolate bar. If you buy a chocolate bar, you'll see there's soy.
Yep.
There's soy inside.
The baby food. Vaccines.
Vaccines. I bought a bottle of water, right, about 2 days ago from the Coca-Cola company. It's like a brand I have here. And I saw that there was 0.10 milligrams of aluminium inside the water.
Mm.
And it's like it's written on the bottle. And
it's good for you.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the doctors are saying. Usually they say it's good for you, right? So this aluminium, it's been documented. It enters the brain.
Mm.
It affects the tissue inside there. It becomes stuck in there. And we all know that any antenna is made, or a satellite is made of aluminium, and it's the prime conductor of electromagnetic frequency.
So they say the fluoride's softening the blood brain barrier, you know, the tissues there that it's getting into the pineal, you know, freezing over your pineal gland as well. I mean, the fluoride would allow all the, the metals and things like aluminium to go through and cross the blood-brain barrier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure. Fluoride also is a hazard. And just before we carry on, I would just like to say that this is also part of what we're talking about now. It's also part of the fear-mongering, because if you like go through all of this, it sounds like really hectic and really bad and really terrible. And if you believe in it, it's also detrimental to yourself.
Yeah.
Because these chemicals, aluminium, soybean, whatever, it is still part of the illusion. It is materializing an illusion, and the effects that these chemicals create in the reality only do so because consciousness agrees. And consciousness agrees because of the study of chemistry and of chemicals and what a chemical is and how a chemical can create a reaction in a specific environment. This is all part of this creation, and you need to get yourself in a space where you just decide for yourself, nah, these things cannot do anything to me. That is the faith you have to have in yourself. It's good to be conscious of it all. You have to be conscious of it all, actually, to actually nullify it all. You cannot nullify something if you're not conscious about it. It is only something that you're unconscious of that can control you. So it's good to know all this, because people that don't are an effect of it. It's like, you know, if you don't know the stove burns your hand, it's still going to burn your hand. Now, it's very easy to imagine. It builds up in the brain and it resonates with radio waves. It resonates with Wi-Fi signals. It resonates with whatever cell phone signal, whatever information streaming is happening. You start resonating with that. So in other words, if they can build up aluminium in your brain, you can receive information from a technological source. It's as easy as that.
Aluminium receives him some information. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how
nanoparticles or particulates, maybe like fine dust, maybe that's we're breathing in as well. That means that we can send and receive.
All those things, and you know, you must be very careful, my friend, because I've realized that the deception is massive, okay? So even all which you read on the internet about the chemtrails and the videos you see about it too, especially the videos can be conjured by technology. It can be created from scratch with technology. It has been proven how any face can be transmitted to a video, and this face can behave and say whatever the controller wants it to say and do. Now, remember, they want to create fear in the reality, as much fear as possible. This filters especially out through the internet too. It's not only TV, it is the internet is massively involved. Actually, the internet is more involved than TV. More people are going onto the internet these days than people that are watching TV. So what I'm saying is, even if you look at David Icke, he's the one that started this chemtrail conspiracy theory. And before I saw my first chemtrail, I did see and read about it first. And when you see and read about it, it enters your psyche or enters your mind. It enters your subconscious mind. And from there, you start projecting the chemtrails into reality. And the reason we've had such a massive influx, you can say, recently, or more cases of chemtrails, is because more people are
believing in it,
are researching and watching videos about it on the internet, and they end up agreeing to it, and they end up unconsciously projecting it into reality, and then freaking out at the aftermath of their own projection. And the reason I'm saying this with such confidence is because I was, and this exact same thing happened to me, which I'm talking about, and it's a very for people to know and realize this, because it just shows you how your mind can be manipulated, and it's quite. Can you just hold on for me? I think my battery is going to die in 3 or 4 minutes, so we're gonna have to stop soon. So yeah, that's chemtrails, aluminium. That's all covered.
I'm gonna put it up today with the links anyway, so people can have a read. Yeah, I'll put the links up.
It's very deep. It's very deep, man.
It is, man. Very deep. Yeah.
It's not something to freak out about, to get scared about, to look in the air and to freak out. That is fear. That is putting you in a very negative state, and that's where they want you. So what I'm saying is it's a hoax. It's nonsense. There is no such thing as chemtrails. Maybe people in the military are spraying these things to aid in controlling us.
Okay, batteries are dead there. I know, that's all right. We've done enough today. But what I'll do is I really like that stuff. So and you've got a new article, Chemtrails and the Subconscious Mind, which I think is an important article for people to read. So I might put that one up just to accompany the podcast today. Can have a read and go to your website, because you do have a ton of information up on Deprogram the Matrix.
Yes.
Pretty amazing, yeah. And you're also over at Facebook as well, as I am. So I've connected with you there. Your articles go up on Facebook as well, for people to click on and go to the website. Anything you'd like to put out there before we plug out for today's show? Anything else you'd like you're working on or anything?
Yeah, at the moment I'm finishing the book. So I've been putting a book together for the last year. The book is called Deprogram the Matrix, of course. So this book will be published within the next month, certainly. So for those that are into my work and would like to get more, because there is, like you already said, there is already a lot of information on the internet already, but now I've put everything into one solid framework for those that are interested to know more. So yeah, I'll be releasing this book soon, so if I can get any support for that, I'd be a happy man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we all need it, don't we? It's not easy what we all do. It takes a lot out of you.
I
mean, you write some big articles, and that's a lot of time and effort into there. Can people donate via your website or anywhere to put some money for you to help you out?
Sure. On my website, you can find my email address in the about section. So if you would like to connect with me personally, I am open to any donations, for sure.
Yeah.
I would also like to do workshops. The only problem is, of course, I need support. And of course, that is where the donations would come in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It helps you.
For sure.
Yeah, keep going. And because it's really great information. It's really awesome articles.
Yeah.
And you write them yourself. It's something that's way different to most of the stuff that's being dished out there.
Yeah.
So.
Most of the stuff is just copy.
Yeah,
this
no,
is
no.
not.
No, it isn't. It's completely original. absolutely, it is. Yeah. It's really good info. You know, you take a lot of stuff and put it into a very digestible format for people to look at. You know, and you're using sort of the Matrix thing to make people understand. You know, and people see the name of the site and it gets them in to have a look. So, you know, great work. Absolutely.
Thanks
so too much to go into though. It's just too much.
Yes,
I could probably sit here for a month to start off to go over all of this stuff, you know. And I'm really starting to see what you're saying. You know, we're just creating it all, so it's a whole nother way of seeing things. But I think you offer a lot of answers as well, and that's good as well, to try and help people out of this sort of system and to work out what's going on. So I think a book will be very popular. Hopefully that goes up.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get it out on Kindle sort of and Amazon, all that sort of stuff?
I'll try my best to get it out wherever I can.
Hopefully you can get a Kindle version, because that's usually what I get. I don't have the room for books, but it means I can grab them so quickly right there, and you know, in a minute takes me. Yeah, so I really like getting the Kindles for myself. Yeah.
Sure, I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you very much. Would be good to get you on again later on if we can organize it. Maybe a little bit earlier for you, see how we go. Just to keep up with your work and keep chatting about all of this, keep moving forward. But was good to chat with you today, absolutely. I appreciate your time and your effort and your energy and work in very much indeed. And thank you for that as well. It's always such a huge effort for guys like you to be putting out this amount of information for people, you know, and asking for nothing really in return. You know, it helps so many people to just, I would say, plug out and go onto your website and read it, because you're not going to get information like this. I've got so many websites and things that I save and books, and this is really unique info for people. So well done, my friend.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it
very much so, and good to speak with you today. We'll plug out now, and I'll send this through to you when it's up and ready, and hopefully we can get this out to a whole bunch of people. And I look forward to your new book. That's really exciting. To write a book in this life. Yeah, it's a big thing, isn't it? So that's going to be great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine writing a book, man.
Well.
Yeah, I just.
I've already written a book.
I can imagine for you. It's just coming out of you, you know? It's. I guess I'm not in the headspace just at the moment with a baby and everything, you know. It's don't sort of but I sort of sit there and fumble and think, what am I going to do? But you're kind of already there, so that's awesome. It's really good. I can imagine it's going to be a fantastic book. I can't wait for it to read through that. So great work.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Yeah. It's all gonna come together.
Absolutely, yeah, and hopefully, you know, we can help some people out there with that information, you know, to get through this and stay positive as well. It's an important thing.
Yeah, so. That's the thing. Not really positive, but just neutral, you know.
Giving people sort of the tools to information as tools, so they can take that and change things for themselves, you know. Change things up, maybe. Start seeing things a little
already.
Bit differently. Yeah,
sure. It's already been done. You know, lots of people have already seen the information, probably in the thousands, I'd say. So, It's good to know that it's making a difference, and
Absolutely, yeah.
that is to tell you the truth, that is the only thing that keeps me coming back for more
Yep.
every single day.
Addicted.
Yeah, well, not addicted, but it gives some sense of purpose or belonging to what we're experiencing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the information that you give out, you're like a sponge, aren't you? When I read this, I can't get enough of it. It's so,
yeah,
interesting. It just really interests me, and I just suck it all in, you know? Can't get enough of that. Reading and researching and looking into it, yeah, into that, it helps a lot. So anyway, great to do you manage your Facebook page, like, personally on there?
Yes,
okay.
I do manage it personally. At the moment, I'm not really highly involved, because I'm taking the time out to focus on the book.
Yeah, I'll just spread it out a little bit, your page, and put some stories up, so people that follow us can go over and have a look and link up with you there. Yeah, it's a good, fast way to get information out, isn't it? So it's I'll put it up around whenever I can. And good speaking with you today, and take care of yourself, and hope to chat again and keep in touch via email with you as well.
Thank you, yeah. Thanks for your time too. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Cheers.